This is Daguerreotype, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. This is flyer number 569, entitled Masculist Changing of Women's Perception of Men. Description. This flyer predicts that within 5 to 10 years, women's attitudes towards men will be quite different from today's, which are strongly influenced by monoconscious feminist ideas. When there are millions of masculists and MGTOWs who do not tolerate the monoconscious bigotry of feminists who preach that gender oppression is a one-way street, then monoconscious feminists will be verbally brutally attacked by masculists and forced to become biconscious, or they will rot on the shelf, boyfriendless, as their biconscious boyfriends dump them and prefer to have relationships with biconscious feminists who are much nicer to be with since they have had their feminist anger at men cancelled by their female masculist anger at women. The number of biconscious feminists will thus rise and rise, and the number of monoconscious feminists will dwindle away to zero, thus fundamentally changing the way women perceive men. Now the flyer itself. Masculist Changing of Women's Perception of Men by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. Email profhugodaguerreotype@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotype.wordpress.com. I consider it highly likely that 5 to 10 years from now, women's perception of men will be quite different from what it is now, which is so strongly influenced by feminist ideas. Young women today have been strongly influenced by feminist ideas since it has been 6 decades since second wave feminism began. So enough time has passed for those feminists who were young women in the 70s to have reached the peak of their careers, particularly in journalism and filmmaking, so are producing products that have a mass market appeal whose ideas reach the female masses. For example, I was recently at a movie which was strongly feminist, deeply misandrist, in which men were murdered by women, and the young women in the audience surrounding me actually cheered. Feminism is by its nature genocentric. It preaches that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. Feminism says nothing to women about how women oppress men. So women grow up being told only one side of the gender political story, that is the feminist story. So not surprisingly, develop a very biased, one-sided view of gender oppression. Modern feminism teaches young women that men are pigs, men are rapists, men are toxic, men start the wars, etc. That women are the morally superior sex and that the world would be a better place if it were run by women rather than by men. This moral superiority preaching by feminists goes to young women's heads. So it's now a common occurrence for young women to display an unconscious arrogance towards men, treating them as the lesser sex, merely to be tolerated, since women need the financial support of men to raise their kids and to be penised, since the large majority of women are heterosexual. When I travel in the tram, I observe this unconscious attitude of young women that feminism has created. Now, along comes masculism, the other half of the gender political story, preaching to men that in reality women oppress men worse than vice versa, given that many of women's gender crimes against men last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. To masculists, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as small beer, in comparison to the big three ways that women oppress men, and for decades, namely women's man slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Once men become intellectually armed with maskless ideas and maskless rhetoric, they become very impatient and intolerant of monoconscious feminists who still believe that gender oppression is a one-way street, and that women, feminists, have the right to be publicly hostile towards men for the ways that men oppress women, that feminism teaches them. The feminist idea that men oppress women worse than vice versa, when masculists, biconscious masculists, know very well that the reverse is more the case, then monoconscious feminist attitudes towards men appear hypocritical and bigoted to masculists. So when masculists come across such MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, they harangue them with masculist ideas, masculist rhetoric, often blasting them out of the room. It's now estimated that there are over 1 million masculists and MGTOWs, men going their own way, in the world, and growing rapidly, given the growth of content providers in these fields on the internet. Thus, increasingly, monoconscious feminists are being confronted with very angry, hateful masculists who do not tolerate feminazi arrogance and crush it with masculist science. When some monoconscious feminist displays her feminist arrogance towards men, then if there are some masculists in her audience or social circle, they are increasingly lashing back and crushing her with masculist facts based on science that she can't refute, that crush her feminist arrogance and make her more humble and fearful, since women evolved to hate social rejection, brackets, since in the distant past, a woman rejected from the group often died on her own, being unable to hunt. Masculists aim to teach all men basic masculist facts about women's inferiorities as a tool to prick feminazi arrogance, crushing them with the facts about male intellectual superiority, etc. For example, a masculist can say to such a monoconscious feminist that, quote, "You women have 10% smaller brains, for Christ's sake. You're dumber than men by 4 IQ points on average and have a 10% smaller IQ variance. So over a whole population, women's IQ scores are more bunched up, whereas men's are more spread out. So that the morons and the genii are males. So since the genii are males, it's not surprising that you women have won a pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes. You women have 10 times less testosterone in your blood than men, so are much less aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent. So you achieve far less than men, which is why we men don't admire women as a sex, since women's performance track record is so inferior to men's. We men as a sex have only tolerated women due to women's two traditional monopolies of vagina and womb. As men, we have to be nice to women, since we want to penis women. To men, women's only real source of attraction are their vaginas. But now, with 40% of women obese and 30% fat, 2/3 of women have made themselves unfuckable to slim, quality men, who find such women sexually repulsive and dismiss them in a tenth of a second at first glance." As the number of masculists and MGTOWs grows and grows, women will be confronted by masculist tirades like the above with increasing frequency, and they will not like it. Since monoconscious feminists are definitely not the kind of women that masculists want to penis, then masculists do not feel the need to be nice to them. So if these monoconscious feminists come out with their usual arrogance and misandry, then the masculists will bite their fucking heads off. If the feminists then escalate their verbal wrath at these masculists, then the masculists, with their 10 times higher testosterone levels, can become hugely more verbally aggressive and blow these women out of the room as hated misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. Now imagine that the above is occurring on a regular basis in millions of cases, so that the monoconscious feminists are learning, to their cost, that they no longer have a monopoly over gender politics. That if they express publicly their feminazi misandry, then they risk having their fucking heads bitten off by masculists in their audiences or social circles. Millions of monoconscious feminists will lose their boyfriends, that is, their initially monoconscious male feminist boyfriends. Once these boyfriends, who are targeted and taught by the masculists, become bi-conscious. These newly bi-conscious boyfriends will then find the monoconscious bigotry of their feminist girlfriends repulsive and will then dump them. So millions of monoconscious feminists will go through a lot of pain as their bi-conscious boyfriends dump them, spitting in their faces for being such callous feminazi bigots who reject the idea that women oppress men worse. Once millions of bi-conscious men have dumped their monoconscious feminist girlfriends and then have made new relationships with bi-conscious feminists who are much nicer to be with, since they have lost their feminazi bitchiness, which usually results from feminist monoconsciousness, which preaches to women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and hence should be hated by women. Bi-conscious feminists have had their anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their masculine anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, making them a lot less feminazi bitchy, so that they are more likely to have a boyfriend or to hold on to him. So when millions of monoconscious feminists see all around them bi-conscious feminists with boyfriends and fewer monoconscious feminists with boyfriends, then that will turn their heads, motivating them to look into what the masculists have to say, so that she can increase her chances of getting a new boyfriend after her previous boyfriend, after he went bi-conscious, spat in her face and dumped her, calling her an ignorant, bigoted, sexist shit. When there are millions of bi-conscious feminists, then the whole social climate will feel different. Women will lose their monoconscious feminist unconscious arrogance, since men, masculisted men, will not tolerate it and will chew it out whenever they come across it. In time, women will be nearly all bi-conscious, and that new norm will be generally accepted. The world that masculists will then live in will be much nicer than the one we live in today. To bring this new world into being, the masculists have a huge educational task ahead of them, teaching millions, later billions of men, about masculist ideas, so that men can be intellectually armed with masculist tools to crush monoconscious feminist arrogance and convert them to bi-consciousness. Either that, or these monoconscious feminists are effectively exterminated by men, by being forced to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death due to men utterly rejecting them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that their monoconscious, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi genes are removed from the gene pool. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, and e-textbook of 560-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.